What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 112 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Ferrari Dino rumor that's been kind of floating around for a little while. As usual, everybody, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So everybody, we're going to be talking about a rumor today, like I said, that's been floating around for a little while, and that's the idea of a brand new entry-level Ferrari based off of the Ferrari Dino branding. Now, to go back in history just real quick before we talk about today's rumor, to explain to those that maybe that are not fully aware of what a Ferrari Dino is. The Dino from Ferrari was kind of like a sub-brand that Ferrari had from the years of 1957 to 1976. And this is a brand of Ferraris that actually Enzo Ferrari himself made for his son. The reason why he made this for his son is basically to honor him. Enzo Ferrari's son had an early passing in his life, very unfortunate, due to muscular dystrophy. So he wanted to implement the name of his son, Dino, into the brand that he loved more than anything else, Ferrari. Now, fast forward into today's rumor. I just wanted to explain that really quickly. It's just been floating around, and basically what the rumor is the idea of Ferrari creating a brand new entry-level vehicle that's a lot more affordable than the ones they currently have out now, the new base Ferrari being the Ferrari Portofino. And a lot of people love the idea. And the reason why I think it's a good idea, for multiple reasons. One, there's so many people out there that would absolutely love a Ferrari, but maybe can't necessarily afford it. Now, I understand Ferrari's standpoint of how they have a certain price point as a base standard for their vehicle so you can become a part of the brand, but if they were to make a car that maybe is somewhat of the same quality but maybe a little bit less expensive, maybe some styling differences, you can have a lot more people be introduced to the brand, and thus they can potentially capture more market share, which is something that any car company wants. And you know, their main competition would be Porsche, McLaren, Lamborghini, etc., so forth. And not only would it be great for them, probably selling more cars, capturing more market share, but they're going to be fulfilling other people's dreams too. Now, asking Ferrari to make a more affordable and cheaper car, you can kind of think of how that idea rolled over. And if anybody knows Ferrari, they have a nice standard for themselves that they like to keep, which there's nothing wrong with that. That's how they've chosen to be a company. But this is just my personal opinion. I don't think it would necessarily be a bad idea to introduce maybe a lower level model to the brand. Again, you're introducing more people. More people are going to be able to buy the car. More people are going to be introduced to the brand. And you potentially might capture more market share as well. But not too long ago, Ferrari kind of came clean a little bit about this rumor. Actually, I have a quote here, and this is coming from Auto Car Magazine. Ferrari's chief commercial officer, and if I'm saying his name correctly, Enrico Galliera, made a statement. He says, "Our product lineup is basically trying to redesign our positioning, but we don't feel there is a need for an entry-level priced model that is within our current product range. And we plan to remain consistent with what we have already declared of what we want to do." And I do think this is because they're maybe shifting their business a little bit differently in regards to their SUV that they're coming out with, the Ferrari Puro Sangue. However you say it, I'm probably saying it wrong, but their upcoming SUV they have is going to have a starting price of $350,000, which is about $150,000 more than the Lamborghini Urus, and by far more expensive than every Porsche SUV and Mercedes-Benz SUV. Now, I understand they're wanting to remain with what they have, their own business mentality and their business plan. I totally get that. And maybe they're thinking their way of growing their business is to create a higher price SUV to capture more market share. I mean, I'm sure it'll work for them, but I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I'm finding myself a little bit disappointed because they're just sticking with their higher end mentality, and that's just going to upset a lot of people. And at the end of the day, they don't really care, and that's totally fine. That's themselves as a brand, and they have the reputation that they have, and they have the success that they have. But, you know, doing an extremely expensive SUV to grow the company, God bless you. That's a way to do it. And I think it's very exciting they're actually coming out with an SUV. I'm genuinely excited for their car. But I just think it would be cool if they had maybe a lower level entry car. Just, I don't know, one that people could buy and become a part of the brand and become a part of the clubs. And again, they're expanding market share. And I don't know. That's just me. I totally respect their decision as a company to not do that. They're going about it a different way. Of course, they're coming out with their SUV. What do you guys think? I'm just really curious to know, because I'm understanding of it, but at the same time, I'm kind of thinking, I mean, what would be, they can't lose, I would say, by coming out with a Ferrari Dino entry-level car. I don't know. That's just me. Let me know what your guys' thoughts. If you agree with me, great. If you disagree, definitely let me know. I am curious. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for episode number 112, talking about one of the latest rumors about Ferrari being an entry-level Ferrari Dino. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. It means the world to me. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well and check out our YouTube, unless you're watching already, and just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. Now, don't forget to check out the links in the description. Your guys' best resource for authentic car merchandise. We got the best car merchandise out there. Check out the link in the description. www.tog.com. Now, last but not least, don't forget to tune into episode number 113. We're going to be talking about SCG's newest track car, the 007. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.